really have to keep an eye on Charlie, because he doesn't know what's dangerous yet. You know, I'm kind of like that too.
Yep, even I need help knowing what could hurt me. Hi, I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me today. So when I was a kid, I kind of got into some trouble. I was one of those kids who would launch myself off of the couch and into the easy chair, or I'd climb way too high in a tree and think I could jump out and not get hurt. Make sure you never do that. My parents knew I'd be heading to the hospital if I wasn't more careful, so they had to teach me over and over how to be more safe. I had to remember to listen to them because it's important to listen to your parents. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, the Apostle Paul wrote this, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Our story today is called Be Careful, Charlie. Charlie toddled happily around the living room. He had just learned to walk, and it was Lacey's job to keep an eye on him while Dad was cooking dinner. He was a very curious little boy and almost always found a way to get into trouble. "Charlie, get out of here! You could pull the whole bookcase down on you," Lacey exclaimed. Charlie had begun to climb up the shelves to grab an interesting picture he wanted to see. Lacey pulled him off the shelf and he howled in anger. She set him back on the floor and watched for his next move carefully. He casually glanced back at his sister, then wandered over to the basement stairs. Lacey wasn't fooled, and she knew he couldn't handle going down big steps yet. She scooped him up, and again he screamed. Lacey tried to explain what would happen to him. "Charlie, if you try to do things that will hurt you, then I'm going to keep you from doing them. I know you're mad because you don't get to do what you want, but you have to learn what's good for you and what's dangerous." It didn't make a difference to Charlie. "I really hope he figures out he could get hurt if he keeps this up," Lacey thought. "I don't want to keep rescuing him from danger just because he doesn't know it's dangerous." As Lacey thought about Charlie's attitude, she realized she was doing the exact same thing. Not that she was going to climb a bookcase, but her father had told her several times that she couldn't get her own phone like the other girls at school. "I just want to fit in with my friends," Lacey thought. "But maybe Dad knows it's something I'm not ready for yet. I need to remember that Jesus wants me to obey Dad and trust that they both know what's best for me." "I know today hasn't been fun for you, Charlie," she told her bawling brother, "but thanks for helping me learn that I can't always get what I want either. I just hope I can help you learn the same thing too." So, how about you then? Do you get angry when your parents won't let you have something you want? Maybe you're upset that you can't have a smartphone, or a new bike, or the latest clothes. Remember that God puts parents in our lives to help us grow and learn to obey Him, and we need to trust that they and God knows what's best for us. So obey your parents, and trust that God is using them to help you grow. Once again, here's our key verse.
Ephesians 6:1. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right."
And our key thought today is, trust your parents to know best. If you want to listen to more Keys for Kids, you can download the Keys for Kids smartphone app. It's brand new. You'll hear the devotional for that day, and you can read it along with me, too. You'll be able to check out other cool things from Keys for Kids, like our internet radio station made just for you called Keys for Kids Radio. The app also comes with a free account to the Keys for Kids website at keysforkids.org. There, you'll have a lot of fun listening to episodes of Red Rock Mysteries, Down Gilead Lane, and Children's Bible Hour. There's a lot of cool stuff on the app, so look for it today. Just make sure to ask for your parents' permission first. If they say it's okay, go to your app store and search for Keys for Kids. Well, as always, my name is Zach. I look forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow on Keys for Kids.